The Earth's magnetic field extends from the planet's interior to thousands of kilometers into space, often interacting with a stream of charged particles emanating from the sun and giving rise to auroras. The magnetic fields also keep our compasses aligned and have allowed ancient mariners to explore the Earth. But how is this magnetic field maintained? According to what is known as the dynamo theory, rotating, convecting, and electrically conducting fluid helps maintain this magnetic field over astronomical timescales. A dynamo has long thought to be the source of the Earth's magnetic field and that of other planets. Using observations from NASA's ICON mission, scientists have now presented the first direct measurements of this dynamo on the edge of space. In this episode, I talk about this wind-driven electrical generator that spans the globe over 60 miles above our heads and how improving our understanding of the ionosphere can help scientists better predict space weather and protect our technology from its effects. I am Mohana Basu and this is Pure Science. Launched in 2019, ICON, which stands for Ionospheric Convection Explorer, is a mission to untangle how Earth weather interacts with weather in space. Radio and GPS signals zip through the ionosphere, which is home to auroras and the International Space Station. Empty pockets or surges in the electrically charged particles can disrupt these signals. Scientists who study the atmosphere and space weather have long included Earth's dynamo in their models because they knew it had important effects. But with little information, they had to make some assumptions about how it works. Data from ICON is the first concrete observation of winds fueling the dynamo, eventually influencing space weather to feed into those models. Researchers found that this dynamo is powered by tidal winds in the upper atmosphere that are faster than most hurricanes and rise from lower atmosphere, creating electrical environment that can affect satellites and technology on Earth. The ionosphere is a sea of electrically charged particles created by the sun and mixed with the upper atmosphere. Sandwiched between the Earth and space, the ionosphere responds to changes from both the sun above and Earth below. But how does each side influence the dynamo? Studying a year of ICON data, the researchers found much of the change they observed originated in the lower atmosphere. To understand how this works, let us understand the basics of how generators produce electricity. The fundamental principles of electricity generation were discovered by British scientist Michael Faraday. His method, which is still used in most power plants today, involves moving a loop of wire between two poles of a magnet. Repeatedly moving a coiled electricity-carrying conductor, such as a copper wire, through a magnetic field generates electricity. Conversely, when electricity passes through a coil of wire, it generates a magnetic field. The higher the number of loops in this coil, the stronger is the magnetic field. Now, the ionosphere is full of electrically charged gases called plasma, and so it acts like a very large tangled mess of wires. Strong winds in the thermosphere, a layer of the upper atmosphere known for its high temperatures, push current-carrying plasma in the ionosphere across invisible magnetic field lines that arc around the Earth. The wind tends to push on positively charged particles more than the smaller negatively charged electrons. Now in physics, when positively charged particles and negatively charged particles flow in opposite directions, we get electricity. In most generators, these components are bound tightly and they stay put and act predictably. But the ionosphere is free to move. The current generates its own magnetic field, which fights Earth's magnetic field as it is passing through. The interaction ends up messing up the plasma in the ionosphere in an unpredictable fashion. Following the whim of the ionosphere is key to predicting space weather's potential impact. Depending on which way the wind blows, plasma in the ionosphere shoots out into space or plummets toward Earth. This behavior results from the tug of war between the ionosphere and Earth's electromagnetic fields. The dynamo, which lies at the lower end of the ionosphere, has remained a mystery for so long because it is difficult to observe. The ionosphere is too high for scientific balloons but too low for satellites. ICON is uniquely equipped to investigate this part of the ionosphere from above by taking advantage of the upper atmosphere's natural glow to detect the motion of plasma. ICON simultaneously observes powerful winds and migrating plasma. This was the first time that researchers could tell how much the wind contributes to the ionosphere's behavior. While the wind that skims the Earth's surface is relatively well understood, high-altitude winds are more unpredictable. From 96 to over 150 kilometers above the ground, winds can blast in the same direction at the same speed, around 400 kilometers per hour for a few hours at a time, before suddenly reversing direction. These dramatic shifts are the result of waves of air borne at the Earth's surface when the lower atmosphere heats up during the day and then cools down at night. They surge through the sky daily, carrying changes from below. The farther the atmosphere stretches away from the surface, the thinner it becomes and the less turbulence there is to disrupt these motions. That means smaller tides generated near the surface can grow much larger when they reach the upper atmosphere. ICON's new wind measurements help scientists understand these patterns that span the globe and their effects. The scientists analyzed the first year of ICON data and found high-altitude winds strongly influenced the ionosphere. Changes in the wind directly corresponded to the changes in the plasma 595 kilometers above the Earth's surface. ICON's first year of observations coincided with a solar minimum, the quiet phase of the Sun's 11-year activity cycle. This helped understand the changes in the ionosphere without the influence of the Sun. As the Sun ramps up its active phase, scientists will be able to study more complex changes and interactions between space and the Earth's atmosphere. This is Mohana Basu, special correspondent at The Print. If you like our work, do consider paying for a subscription to The Print. You can do so through the link in the description box below.